Just last weekend, I was up along the Russian River and enjoyed a few birds I don't always see right along San Francisco Bay. One of my favorites may also be one of the most elegant. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, turn your attention to the common merganser. This is Bay Birds. The streamlined common merganser is more of an inland duck, generally found in small wooded rivers and shallow shoreline areas around small lakes and ponds. We may occasionally find them in salt water, but not often. They generally nest in natural tree cavities or holes that have been carved out by large woodpeckers, but they may choose large nest boxes, holes in the ground, hollow logs, or other similar spaces. This time of year is breeding season, and the young have already emerged from their nest cavities. Remarkably, young mergansers leave the nest within a day or so of hatching, leaping from their nest onto the forest floor. Often the male takes off before the chicks hatch, but the female sticks around to care for the young, but not to feed them. Almost immediately, young common mergansers begin diving for aquatic insects, and once they are about 2 weeks old, they switch to fish. The literal Latin translation of merganser is plunging goose, quite appropriate since they spend much of their time submerged hunting for fish. In fact, humans aren't the only ones to note their fishing skills. Gulls have been known to trail a flock of common mergansers, waiting for them to surface in hopes they can snatch away a caught fish. Male common mergansers have a flashy white body, black back, a dark green head, and a long, thin, serrated red bill. Females have a graceful, grayish body with a rich, reddish-brown crested head and white throat. While the males are probably considered more flashy, I actually find the females more interesting to look at. Perhaps it's that shaggy crest that almost looks like windblown hair. And those chicks, with their fuzzy cinnamon head and darker backs with white bellies and white patches on their wings and back, they're pretty special themselves. The females I spied along the Russian River had many young. Apparently, they can have up to 17 young in a single clutch. And the ones I observed stayed very close to mom, some even scrambling up on mom's sleek back for a free ride as they moved along the river's edge, seeking shelter from boaters and in search of food. The common merganser population around the country seems to be pretty stable, although the presence of pesticides, heavy metals, and acid rain are a concern since they deplete food resources, thin their eggshells, and can degrade their habitat. And on occasion, common mergansers have been hunting targets when folks thought they might harm the local fish stocks. Looking for an opportunity to eyeball these beauties for yourself? In our area, common mergansers are a year-round duck, so you have numerous opportunities to see them. I suggest heading out to a local pond, lake, or river. Perhaps even enjoy a nice canoe trip down the Russian River as I did, and you are likely to see them diving, resting, or herding their young. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.